Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is La Semilla Food Center Donor and Communications Manager, Elena Acosta. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me, Emily. Pleasure.
You're welcome. Well, let's have a brief history of what La Semilla is and where you're located and when it started.
La Semilla Food Center started in 2010 with three co-founders, Aaron Sherritt, Christina Dominguez-Eshelman, and Rebecca Wiggins Reinhardt. All three of them met and decided that they weren't really happy with the way that a lot of the food and the way that it had revolutionized over the past 40 years, things, people were not getting healthy, fresh foods. And so they decided to start La Semilla. When they started La Semilla, it was just them three, but over the years, it's really grown. We're getting closer to 15 people now working with us. We had 3 years ago a piece of land or current farm donated in Anthony, New Mexico. And ever since, we've had many educational demonstrations going on at the farm.
And how has this spread out from Anthony going on to El Paso and here in Las Cruces? Why is it important to our communities?
Well, Emily, our community has high levels of childhood poverty. And we also have a high rate of diabetes versus the national average. And we've done research, and we believe that it's really related to a lot of our access to healthy food is really become cumbersome for many families. We've done many things to help in that production with our new Farm Fresh mobile market, where we try and bring fresh food to families that are living in areas that have that don't have access.
Describe Farm Fresh Mobile Market. Is this one of the food trucks?
So a lot of people think that it's a food truck where you would go out and make tacos or something like that, but it's not. It actually is probably the only one in the region currently that actually has fresh produce. We partner with many local farmers to bring fresh produce to areas like Vado, Anthony, Doña Ana, about six different locations throughout the week. And so what we do is we set up, we accept SNAP for families who are on SNAP. We also have a program in New Mexico called Double Up Food Bucks, where they get dollar per dollar match for their food. So they get more for their dollar when they spend on getting the produce.
And here in Las Cruces, where do they set up?
They set up here in, by Mesquite, over by Beck's Coffee Shop, right in that neighborhood. We, every week, go on social media like Facebook or Instagram, and we plug in the times and the addresses of the locations that we're going to be setting up in. So you can keep up with us that way. We're also putting up information on our current website as well.
And again, the website is?
www.lasemillafoodcenter.org.
And on Facebook, you're at La Semilla Food Center, right?
That is correct.
Well, let's talk about more community involvement and how you're getting your funds. Something very special just happened.
Yes, we just received a grant for $825,000 from the Kellogg Foundation for the next 3 years. It's generally for operations.
And talk to us about how these funds will be used.
A lot of the funds that we will be using, we have dedicated to many areas, including edible education program, where we go out and help communities. We help 22 schools throughout El Paso and Las Cruces to provide curriculums to teachers to help them learn how to garden, work with children, and then also do cooking demonstrations. We also have our policy piece where we're working with healthy food financing. So anybody interested in joining with our coalition groups, we have them coming up on the December the 9th. Those happen at 10 a.m. at Frank O'Brien. So people who want to advocate for healthier food and low interest loans for many of the areas that are considered food deserts so we can grow and have more healthy produce available for families. We have a farm that's 14 acres out in Anthony, New Mexico, that was donated by Sierra Vista Growers. And we are out there and do education and demonstration farms. We do education and demonstration with families out there as well. So we always have things going on and that are available for people to follow.
And what are some of the comments that children who have gotten involved, the students have gotten involved in learning how to plant and seed?
A lot of interesting comments and great comments. One of the great comments was that children are saying, I don't want to eat any other carrots unless they're Lassamia carrots. So we're really excited to hear that. They really like the taste and the flavor. Some children are excited to go on the farm because they weren't sure. They thought that food came from a grocery store. So it's great for them to kind of learn and get their hands on with the teachers and the edible education programs to help them learn that seeds do grow food.
Well, you've been with the program how long?
I just started actually in February.
So what have you learned since you've been with them?
Well, since I've been with Lassamia, actually the first time I heard about Lassamia was through your program, and I just loved all the wonderful things that were going on. I said, I have to go research this group because this is exactly where I want to be. So I started in February, and I've learned so much about the community, and we have done many outreach programs. We also have a fundraiser, which I'm in charge of. We just had up in the end of August. We do a Farm to Fork fundraiser. It was a match from the Paso del Norte Foundation, and we were able to raise close to $35,000. And all the food that we had was all locally sourced food that we served, and was delicious. It was very delicious.
Now, these funds go towards doing what for the community?
A lot of these funds go, again, towards our farm for a lot of the educational programs that we are bringing. We also have a program called La Cosecha, which is working with what most people would call promotoras, we call cultivadoras. And so they go out as leaders in the community and create gardens, a lot like our edible education program, but with adults and families. And so they create these gardens and help families sort of learn exactly how they can create that in their own homes.
And where can they find out how they can become volunteers to provide this information?
They can call Lassamia. We have several sites at 575-882-2393, and they can ask for Alan.
And so this is something else that was added on in the last 6 years. So there's a lot of things that have been added. And recently you had the Day of the Dead event, the Dia de los Muertos.
Yes.
And that's the fourth annual.
The fourth annual Day of the Dead. So what we do is we ask families to come and celebrate their beloved. And we have opportunities for people to also plant and seed as well under the moon. So that was great.
So you have seasonal planting and seeding. Talk to me a little bit more about what the planting and seeding consists of.
We, every Wednesday mornings from 7 to 11, it's a community farm, and we open it up to anybody who's interested any Wednesday to come out and help us with the planting and seeding, and we do irrigation trip. So if people are interested or enthusiasts or gardeners that want to learn, come out and help. It is open, and we'd be happy to have anybody interested to come out to our farm.
Now, with the produce that's grown there, is that enough to share with others in the community?
Yes.
And what kind of produce is being grown right now?
Produce that is being grown right now, we're actually turning our produce around because of the change of season. We had tomatoes, eggplant, we had cucumber, we had a lot of seasonal foods. So now we're going to be going back to more of like the winter with the broccoli and the spinach, and a little bit more of the winter seasonal foods that are coming up.
And also on December the 9th at the Frank O'Brien Papin Community Center.
It's the Healthy Food Financing Coalition meeting that they have every Fridays. So it'll take place on December the 9th from 10 to 12 o'clock. And if you're interested in advocating, or you're interested in a healthy food financing initiative to help advocate for healthy food in your community of Doña Ana, we invite you to join us. Again, it's from 10 to 12, and we're looking at really making changes through policy and helping with technical assistance and low interest loans to some farmers to help get more healthy produce out in the community.
So that's at the Frank O'Brien Papin Community Center, 304 Bell Avenue in Las Cruces, really Mesilla Park, right? Mm-hmm. And who can they contact to participate in that?
They can call our number, 575-882-2393, and ask for Kristen.
And what else is coming up for the rest of the year? Are you closed in the winter times?
No, we are open year-round, and our farm is open again on Wednesdays for anybody who's interested and wants to volunteer on the mornings. Our times are from 7 to 11 in the morning, and they're welcome to always call and speak with Ellen for any upcoming opportunities. And our number is, again, 575-882-2393.
Well, I really appreciate you coming down and talk to us about La Semilla Food Center, how you've grown and continue to grow, and volunteers are needed year-round.
They absolutely are. We put up information on our Facebook page pretty much on a weekly basis, so if you like us on Facebook at La Semilla Food Center, and you can definitely keep up with all the wonderful things that we're doing in the community.
So the next volunteer workshop, you said they're on Wednesdays, right?
Correct.
From 7 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Correct.
Well, again, thank you, donor and communications manager for La Semilla Food Center, Elena Acosta.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.